You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang dating One Voice Kid, ngayon hindi na siya kid, Clarissa Bok, or mas kilala siya ngayon, Clarissa May. Good morning, Clarissa.
Magandang umaga.
See, you can say it. Clarissa can actually understand a little bit of the Tagalog or Filipino language, but she's too shy to speak it. Yeah. But you understand.
Yeah.
Yes. How has it been 5 years since we had you together with other One Voice kids when you were part of the Glee in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yes. 5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Yes. Yeah, it's been good. A lot has changed because I've finished high school. I even finished my uni degree already.
Wow.
So a lot has happened, but it's been really good. And I'm still doing music, so it's awesome.
And you finished music as a degree as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, I got my bachelor's in music. Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
And there's so much to talk about. You've written your own songs. You've sang them.
Yeah.
But to let our listeners know you more, how do you start with singing?
How did I start singing? My mom kind of put me in lessons when I was a kid. When I was maybe about 6 or 7 years old, she said, do you want to do singing? I said, yes. She said, oh, choose an instrument you can learn. And I chose piano. So that's how I started. And I guess it kind of grew from there and I kept singing. Yeah.
Yeah. Does your mom sing?
Yeah, she sings a bit. She sings in a Filipino choir in our local area. So that's really cool. Yeah.
Yay. So we can say that you got your voice from mom. Sort of.
Yeah.
But you have your own style of music. Who's your inspiration?
My inspiration? Well, I have a few different inspirations. So, and you can kind of hear it with some more older artists from the 90s, maybe a bit of Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill. And then more recently, some new upcoming artists really influenced my work is Kehlani and a singer called SZA. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you've also done few front acts for Filipino artists coming from the Philippines, isn't it?
Yeah, that was... I don't do that much anymore, but I did do that a lot growing up, and that's how I kind of developed my singing and performance skills. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about your own music. You released your single, Vulnerable.
Yeah, I released that. That was my first single, my debut single. I released that in February this year, so that was really cool.
Tell us about the song.
The song? Well, it's about kind of very personal issues. So the idea of the song is kind of tackling the issue of vulnerability and how it's kind of taboo to talk about your feelings. And it's almost seen in a negative way and seen as a weakness to talk about if you're feeling sad or if you're feeling upset or... talking about if people have depression, and it's just seen in a very negative light. So I just want to tackle the issues of that and kind of make it more normal to talk about your vulnerabilities. And in the song, I say the line, why is it so wrong to be vulnerable?
Yeah.
And then why do we have to fake being happy? And I think it's just more helpful and we can connect with people more if we're actually vulnerable and true to our feelings, and we can have deeper connections with people.
So you're like relating or showing that it's okay to talk about how vulnerable you are.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what I want to do with my music, with everything I write, with this upcoming EP that I'm actually releasing. All the songs on there are, the whole EP is called Vulnerable because each song is about my personal vulnerabilities. And I just want to do that to share with people who listen. Yeah.
Let's talk about your personal vulnerability.
Oh, wow.
You've struggled a little bit with self-esteem and self-confidence,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I talk about it a lot, even in my songs. But, yeah, just growing up, and even still now, I'm not going to lie, I still struggle now, just, like, with the way I look or if I look different to people. And, yeah, I just struggle with my confidence a bit and feeling, I know, happy with myself. And it's something I face and I'm tackling and I'm actually working on, and I've definitely gotten better since I was younger and growing up. But yeah, that's something I face.
What do you do to tackle your like to make yourself more confident?
Well, I guess for me it's surrounding myself with people who lift me up and never with people who are trying to bring me down or hurt me. And I believe in God, and I also like pray every day, and I try and immerse myself in the Word of God to try and build my confidence. And that's my personal way of building my confidence and knowing who I am in God first. So that's where my confidence comes from, and even just putting myself in situations where it's difficult so I can build my confidence and it can challenge me. So the challenging situations build my confidence in itself.
You also bring out this emotion through your song, but it's also important to ask help, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Asking help is such a huge thing. I definitely have what you would call maybe like mentors or people who guide me. And I go to these people for wise counsel all the time.
Yeah.
And they help me if I'm feeling low, I'm feeling down, or I don't know what to do. I always go to these people, and it's definitely good to have a circle around you to help you through these times.
Yes. And we can say that you're working on it because through your songs, you've put out your emotions, your ability and your skills in writing songs, and especially in singing. And you've performed in several gigs. You've done your own gigs in locally in Parramatta. Tell us about them.
Yeah. Well, I've done a few gigs around the local area. So, yeah, including Parramatta. And it's really great because it's a live and local initiative from the different councils, and I get to play my own songs, and people from the local area can see what I do and see the type of music I play. And it's great because a lot of the music shows and gigs are out in the city, and it's great to have it locally where people locally can come and the local artists can also play in their area, which is really awesome.
And they can meet the artists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've done live and local in previous months, but you're also doing them in August. Is that right?
Not live and local in August, but I do have a few upcoming gigs. So one of the gigs I'm playing for is a for, I think it's Mosaic Records. So they're a label, and they have their anniversary party. So I'm playing that, and I'm also playing a support gig at the Oxford Art Factory.
Mostly are for Australian artists, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, they're all Australian.
You've also done some collaboration with Filipino artists as well.
Yeah. So I played a gig, I think it was last year. So I played at Art Bar at the Museum of Contemporary Arts, and that was curated by Caroline Garcia. So she's a Filipino artist. She does video art, dance. She does a lot of stuff. She's really amazing. And there were so many other Filipino artists on that, like Del Lamanta and even Benji Ra.
Benji Ra, Let's talk about this all-girl electronic. And the all-girl electronic is with Del Lamanta,
Yeah, so
it?
Del Lamanta is a mentor of that. And I'm a participant, actually. So that's where I learn a lot of stuff. And because I'm producing my own music, I want to keep learning. So it's a great place for me to learn and explore and experiment with electronic music, which is the type of music I do now.
Aside from piano, what else do you do? Guitar?
Yeah. So I play guitar. I used to play guitar a lot while I was at uni because I did a lot of acoustic music. But now I'm doing like electronic music. So yeah, guitar. I mean, I make my own beats for my songs. I used to play a little bit of drums like when I was younger. And I used to play saxophone in a band when I first started playing music. I learned a few different instruments, and I guess piano and guitar are the ones that stuck out to me.
If I got your talent, I will be so confident. Do you share your talent to the younger kids?
Yeah, I definitely try to as much as I can. I even I teach and mentor a workshop called Switch. So Switch is, we do music and dance workshops. So I'm a part of the music workshops, and we basically teach kids how to write songs and how to sing and different vocal techniques. So it's really awesome to pass down my knowledge and mentor these young kids.
Yes. Having started in music or in doing music, what have you learned as
a
young?
I don't know. I guess really just to be around people, like going back to the whole self-confidence thing and self-esteem. I think I'm very introverted. So being in the music scene, it kind of helped me meet people and kind of learn more about people and how to connect with people. And yeah, I guess that's what I got from music, and just knowing how people are and how people react to music and what music does for people is something really awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Let's talk about your EP that will be released soon.
So towards the end of the year, in the next coming months, I'm releasing an EP called Vulnerable. As I said, it features...
How many songs?
I'm going to say five. five for now. But five songs all about my personal vulnerabilities. Yeah.
One of the song is Point of View as well.
Yeah, so that's the second single that I released recently, just last month. So yeah, that's my second single. That will be on the EP as well.
What is Point of View about? I'm just Point curious.
Some people think it's about a relationship, and I kind of made it in that way so it is relatable to anyone who listens. But personally, it's about just my process of thinking and how I just care about what people think. I care about people's point of view. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a stranger, if I've known you for my whole life. What goes through my head is I just like really care about what you think, and I can be really insecure with myself because of that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
5 to 10 years from now, it's going to be that long again since the first time that we had you. Where do you see yourself?
I definitely still want to be doing music. I would love to be able to travel with my music. That's something I've always dreamed of. So like touring around the country or around the world with my music would be awesome. And just putting out more songs and helping people with my music.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of Filipino-Australian artists who are making their names here also aim to go to the Philippines. Do you see yourself going to the Philippines?
I would definitely love to perform there one day. I would love to stay in Australia. Like, I love Australia, so I think I'll be here for a while. But yeah, I'd definitely love to visit for my music rather than just visiting family. But I could do both at the same time. Like, it would be so awesome. I would love it so much.
Maybe prepare us a Filipino song.
Yeah.
You have to ask your mom to translate for you.
Yeah. I recently performed at the Philippine Independence Day. I performed and I had to sing two songs in Tagalog, actually, so that was interesting.
Well, you've learned it.
Yeah.
Where can our listeners follow you, Clarissa?
You can follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, at Clarissa May, so Clarissa MEI, and I'm on Spotify and iTunes as well, so yeah.
For young artists like yourself, who started at a very young age yourself, what's your advice to them?
I would say just keep going and keep pursuing what you love and keep exploring, keep going with whatever you're doing. Don't ever doubt yourself, because even to myself now, I think I want to say that to myself,
yeah.
Like just to keep going, because if you start to doubt yourself, you can lose your passion and lose what you love. And I think you should just always keep pushing and keep trying, even if it gets hard, because like you'll just have the best times if you keep pushing forward.
And we're going to hear more of your voice soon.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Clarissa May.
Thank you for having me.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.